JP High School for Girls is on their way to making history by reportedly becoming the first school choir in South Africa to perform Carl Jenkins' whole Stabat Mater. The choir has been practicing since January and will take hands with other choirs and the Rand Symphony Orchestra to perform this spectacular piece at the Linda Auditorium on the 29th of October. We are now joined by the head of the music department, Dr. Elise Creer, to tell us more. Dr. Creer, thank you for joining us. Could you tell us more about JP High School for Girls' upcoming performance of Carl Jenkins' Stabat Mater?
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity to be able to share this. The performance is taking place on the 29th of October, 3:30 in the afternoon at the Linda Auditorium. We are very excited about it. It is a big work to perform for a high school. So yeah, please get your tickets for the event.
For those who are not familiar with Stabat Mater, could you provide a brief overview of its storyline or themes and how it resonates with the audience?
The Stabat Mater is a 13th century poem, or actually more like a hymn, which is written with a focus on the weeping mother of Christ at the cross. So it reflects her suffering at the time of the crucifixion. It is written for choir and orchestra, and it has been set to music by many composers, but we are obviously doing the version of Carl Jenkins.
Can you tell us about the conductor Carl Hinn and the soloist Megan Napier and their roles in the performance?
Yes, of course. Carl Hinn is well known in Johannesburg and in South Africa. He's a cellist, but with a very keen interest in conducting, and he is the conductor of the Rand Symphony Orchestra. For us, they are like friends. We've done some collaborations with him before, but this is our first big collaboration with the orchestra. So Carl Hinn is the conductor there. He will conduct the entire work. That means he will not only conduct the orchestra, but obviously the choir too. And then Megan Napier is currently a part-time lecturer at University of Pretoria. She's a South African mezzo-soprano and recently returned from the USA, where she did MS degree in vocal performance at the Missouri State University. So we are very excited to also have her join us. And for us, it's very important that you choose people who are really, really excellent in what they do, because that means you will have an excellent performance on the day.
In your role as the head of the music department, how have you and your team prepared the students and musicians for the intricacies and nuances of performing Stabat Mater, particularly with the collaboration of multiple choirs and orchestras?
So, like I said before, it's quite an ambitious work to perform for any choir, but especially for school choirs. As far as we know, we are the first school choir in South Africa that has attempted this. We pride ourselves in our choir. They are really good. We've had some very good choir conductors in the past. And at the moment, we also have a very good conductor, Miss Engelbrecht, and she has been working with the choir since January on this music. It is difficult music, so our girls choir will obviously just be divided into the two parts, the sopranos and the altos. At times, they also split into three voices, but one of the things with the music of Jenkins is that it can get very chromatic and very complicated. So the girls really have to use their listening skills and memory skills. And with children, the more you repeat it, the better it is.
How does this performance contribute to the school's musical legacy and foster a sense of community among students and musicians involved?
For us, as a music department, we are 6 full-time staff members. And to start off with, every single one of us is involved, not only in terms of training, but on the night, 3 staff members will be in the choir, 2 will be in the orchestra, and then we have a number of people who teach part-time at our school who will also be part of either the orchestra or the choir. So already when our students see that we are also physically involved, it is a huge motivation for them.
And that was Dr. Elise Creer. She is the head of the music department at JP High School for Girls. Thank you, Dr. Creer. If you would like to get tickets to see this performance, you can visit the school's website or social media pages.